You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Anna Faris, and I have this podcast fittingly titled Anna Faris is Unqualified, where each week a different celebrity and I attempt to give relationship and dating advice. Recent co-hosts have included Matthew McConaughey.
You got somebody you care about. You lost track of them. Go find out.
Margaret Cho.
Vacation sex is always irresistible.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
I could make it all about them and not have to focus on my own problems.
And Seth Rogen. So if you're wondering what your favorite celebrity or I would do in your situation, just listen and subscribe to Anna Faris is Unqualified. Free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Wherever you may be right now, odds are you're not far from clay in one of its many forms. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
Every time you open a magazine, that shiny coating is a clay coating that is put on top of the paper, which prevents the ink from bleeding into the paper. It gives you a nice, sharp, crisp image. So certainly all the paper that's around you has it.
Paul Schroeder is a professor of geology at the University of Georgia.
It's used in wall paint, so whatever color you've chosen, there's probably a base of clay in there. If you're looking at your computer keyboard, there's probably some plastic that contains clay. Clay is used as a filler because it adds both weight and imparts properties to the material. So many of the products we use today are not just a single material, it's a composite of materials that give both beneficial thermal properties, beneficial strength properties, in addition to things like color that are more aesthetically pleasing to people that make it better. For example, people love to drink carbonated beverages like sodas, and we like to have nice clear plastic. I know plastic's an issue unto itself, but we like to have plastic bottles. That plastic is actually quite porous, and all the fizz would come out of a soda, but by adding 0.5% of clay to that plastic, it vastly improves the shelf life of that carbonated beverage. Adobe is probably a good example of taking clay and earth material and mixing it with something like straw, which gives it strength from breaking. So Adobe is sort of this natural mixture of something which gives both compressive strength from the clay and tensile strength from the straw or whatever it might be added to the Adobe.
So, raising a glass of bubbly water in honor of clay. Pulse of the Planet is made possible in part by the Center for Earth and Environmental Nanotechnology and the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.